being so tiny sucks. And this office is so big. I mean, I had to have the dream of being in the tallest, biggest building in the city and work on the top floor, didn't I? I couldn't be like someone who wanted to be in a small little, like, I don't know, automobile shop or something where I could be easily found. It's been a month and no one has seen me. Not that that's any different after starting working here. Just surviving on food scraps that people leave in the break rooms. This just it's the orb! It's the orb! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! It's been like a month! Where have you been? Why did you roll away from me? Where are we? Are we in... is this Dorn's office? Weird. Never knew she had vaulted ceilings. Why in the world would she have vaulted ceilings in an office building? Anyways, you're back. You're big. Loud. I never knew you hummed. Oh, right. I can make a wish now. We have to be careful. Last time I made a wish, I turned myself into a little pixie girl. Okay. So, I definitely don't want to be tiny. Let's see. Okay. I think I got it. This is gonna work out fine. Okay. I wish, listen very carefully, wait, why just wish to be back to normal? I could wish to be even better than normal. I could wish anything. I wish that no one could ignore me, because I was the biggest thing in this office building. Yeah, that's what I wish. I wish...
Okay. Alright. I'm about average size now. Only completely naked. It's a good thing this is after hours. Okay. Oh, look. Dorn has a closet. Okay, let's see. Ooh. She has some large clothes. Didn't know she was that tall. Okay. Oh, clothes. This feels so much better. And I'm like average size now. Like, I mean, no one is going to like say that I'm like a shrimp or a freak, a lady with a cock, or no one's going to treat me like I'm like some kind of brainless bimbo or anything. In fact, in Dorn's clothes, I look kind of awesome. Why are they so big? I mean, You would think that Dorn was like some kind of giantess or Amazon with like clothes these big. Wait. Orb. If she has clothes this big, that means there's someone in here that's bigger than me. Didn't I wish to be bigger than anything in the office? Am I going to have to amend my wish again? Listen to me, Orb. I said I wish to be bigger than anyone in the office so no one could ignore me. Get it? Okay. I think you got it. Oh God. My body is stretching up. God. At least these clothes are starting to fit me a bit better. Oh God. All these are tailor-made for titties, aren't they? Okay, see, now that is a much better fit. Why am I still growing? Oh, God. This outfit's getting a bit too tight. Too close. And the orb. It's too small. Where did the orb go? And why am I completely naked again? It's like out of the frying pan and into the fire with this thing. Well, at least I'm, big enough that no one can truly ignore me again. Oh, now this is a body. And this is power. I guess I'll just have to remeasure myself. I mean, with the ceiling where it is, it feels like I'm maybe 10.5 feet tall, which means I'm going to need a tailor. And these impressive breasts, this tight body. Well, I hate to cover it up. I have a feeling that the higher ups wouldn't exactly like me working in the nude. So I'll have to do something. I think I'll have my assistant, Miss Mia, call someone up for me. This is going to be a good month. Next time on my Patreon exclusive series, Wishing My Way Up.
I don't actually know if they respect me because of my size or they fear me because of my size. And I'd much rather that they respect me. Maybe I should worry about where the fuck the orb went. Who's in this office? Oh, I see. It's, her. I wish I was crafty like a snake.
Why does shrinking hurt so much more than growing? I think this office better watch out. Exclusive to Patreon.